And now for some reaction and opinion from our own team of debate watchers. Jonah Goldberg is a contributing editor at the National Review. Jacob Weisberg is the editor of our partner magazine, Slate.
Jonah, why don't we ignore the rules they used in the debate last night and talk to each other directly? The first thing I'd say to you is I thought the outcome was pretty clear. Kerry was very strong, very clear. Bush seemed testy and peevish and didn't come off very well.
I hate to say it, but I basically agree, but with a few caveats. I think Kerry definitely won on strict debating, to the extent that strict debating is what we saw last night. I think he was self-assured. I think he was confident. I think he had a good command of the facts and all that kind of thing. But I think as you get further and further away from that debate, you realize how much of it was style and how little of it was substance. And I'm not sure. I think, yes, Kerry won the debate, but I don't think he helped himself nearly as much as he hoped or needed to change the dynamics of the race.
That's possible. You know, I think most people see these debates and they tend to have their preconceptions confirmed. And it's very rare that debates are opinion swinging, particularly at the substantive level. When they change people's minds, it usually seems to have more to do with who they like at a personal level. But I do have to say, this is one of the best debates I've ever seen just as a debate. I really enjoyed watching it. And what was so appealing about it, I thought, was that it was really about one thing on which the candidates strongly disagree. And actually, what I said previously notwithstanding, both of them did a pretty good job of articulating their positions on the war in Iraq.
Yeah, I fear that the producers of this segment are pulling out their hair because we're going to agree on a lot of stuff. I also think it was
well. This is NPR; we're allowed to agree.
I think it was arguably the best presidential debate in modern memory. I mean, I'd have to rewatch the Nixon-Kennedy debate to know for sure, but I thought it was very high tone. I was actually very impressed with the audience. This was the first debate I can remember where you didn't have asinine cheering and booing from one side or the other. But just to sort of get into the meat of this a little bit, I do think that, first of all, one of the things that's fascinating about these debates is that they matter less in real time than they do in the 2 or 3 or 4 days afterwards as the sound bites that defined it start to emerge. And on that score, I think Kerry did less well for himself than he did in the real debate. When they start showing those little snippets from the debate to encapsulate it, what Kerry comes across as is a guy who thinks that the quintessential essence of wartime leadership is to hold summits. 4 times last night, he kept saying that real leadership is to hold a summit, while George Bush kept saying real leadership in wartime is to be on offense and to win the war. And I think those sorts of sound bites don't help Kerry that much. And I think the real victory for Kerry last night was the fact that his base was losing enthusiasm for their candidate. And I think Kerry's real victory was giving his own people something to root for, something to hang their hopes on. And that's not insubstantial, but it's not really the kind of victory that the Kerry people were looking for.
Well, he did need a kind of political pivot. You know, there was a sense that his campaign was just drifting down the tubes, and not only was he not persuading anyone who was a swing voter, he was losing the whatever enthusiasm there was on the part of his supporters. And I think in that sense, the debate may have done what he needed to do, would just give everybody an opportunity to sort of take another look at him and say maybe he's capable of getting it together in the last month of the campaign. But, you know, let me sort of say what I thought Kerry's most difficult moment was. I thought it was when Jim Lehrer asked that terrific question, quoting back to him Kerry's famous remark about how do you ask someone to be the last man to die for a mistake, referring to Vietnam. And Kerry emphatically said, well, this situation is not like that. But how can he say that? His argument is clearly that Iraq is a mistake. And he, I think, has a bit of a conundrum in answering the question of, well, why isn't it then like Vietnam? Why shouldn't we then get out?
Yeah, I think you can boil down Kerry's position to, it is a mistake and it's worth dying for so long as I become president. It's not worth dying for if we keep George Bush in there.
Yeah, and Bush's position essentially boils down to there's no such thing as a mistake. I'm incapable of making one, and if someone ever makes one, the worst thing you could do is admit it because that would show weakness.
I'm torn about this whole thing. I think intellectually and factually there's plenty of room for Bush to admit mistakes because there were obvious mistakes made. But I think the biases of a certain segment of basically the liberal mainstream media infect their analysis on a lot of this. If the case were so, that Bush's version of reality is so distinct from the facts on the ground that he's basically losing credibility and all that kind of thing. If that were the case, then you wouldn't see Bush with a 20-point lead on issues about national security and leadership. The fact is that the American people don't see it that way. They want this to be a success, and they understand better, I think, than the chattering classes in Washington, New York, and L.A., that a wartime leader needs to sort of stake out optimistic ground and hold out in a way that the masters of nuance and the fans of Kerry don't really accept.
Well, speaking for the chattering class in New York, if not in L.A., I have to deliver the message that we're out of time. Jonah Goldberg, contributing editor at National Review, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jacob Weisberg and Jonah Goldberg will return in days to come to give their analysis of the upcoming debates as well.